Australia's export penetration into Asia has been somewhat lackluster, potentially to the detriment of Australian jobs and businesses. With an enormous middle class across the ASEAN countries, Australia is failing to capitalise on golden business opportunities. Henry Tai has more.
Last weekend, the first ever ASEAN-Australia summit was held, bringing the region's leaders together in Sydney, along with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. The event lacked headline achievements and bullet point goals, but the National President of the Australia-Indonesia Business Council, Philip Turtle, says it was a valuable few days for business between Australia and Asia.
I don't discount the importance of just getting the summit together in the very successful way it was executed. Once again, the relationships are key. You know, even from my own experience, I attended the summit myself. The connections I was able to develop are priceless in developing this relationship. So, again, whilst there may not have been the high-profile announceables that many look for, I think the summit was a tremendous success.
Dr. Aim Simpeng, lecturer at the University of Sydney for Southeast Asian Politics, echoes similar sentiments about the importance of an Australian presence in Asia.
I think it's critical for Australia, more so than ASEAN, to actually host this summit because Australia has claimed for the longest time that ASEAN is important. This is the most important region. It's our neighbors. It's also a region where we really need to grow trade and business with. And yet, if you look at statistics and records, Australia has done very poorly in terms of actually encouraging businesses and more trade flows going into ASEAN region, even though ASEAN by 2013 is going to be the world's third largest economy.
President of Indonesia Joko Widodo also caused some confusion, calling Australia to join ASEAN as a member. Australian diplomats weren't sure of what to make of it initially, but Philip Tattle says it's a positive sign.
It's not an easy decision just to make to sign up to ASEAN, even if we were welcomed with open arms. You know, it's a long and careful process we would need to go through to contemplate that.
Dr. Aim Simpeng, however, does not think that Australia will be joining ASEAN anytime soon.
Yes, but Australia has engaged with ASEAN in other kinds of forum by which it acted as in, you know, ASEAN plus three or ASEAN plus a few other countries like United States. So I'm not sure that ASEAN would officially really strongly consider a membership by Australia at this point or anytime in the short or near future. If you actually go back to what Jacoby said, no other ASEAN member has actually come forward and said, yes, we agree with you. I think it may have been mentioned by passing. Clearly, it would need a consensus from ASEAN members, and I don't see it passing anytime soon or even brought it up. So I don't think so. I think just for Australia to demonstrate to ASEAN that it really cares and really wants to invest in this relationship, it's already a lot of work for Australia to prove itself. So I think that is the task ahead for Australian government, no matter who's in power.
Australian businesses face unique communications challenges in Asia, and they extend to these seemingly trivial emoticons, with some being either sensitive or region-specific.
Just the variation in which chat apps actually are popular really say something about the culture of the people and whose businesses have been there prior. For example, WeChat is popular in Vietnam because Chinese businesses have actually spend more time investing in creating bilateral trade with Vietnam first. And also the emoticons used through WhatsApp and Lines are very different. Line is popular in Thailand because they have culturally specific emoticons that are very popular in those countries. So those things like that really matter to small, medium, and large-sized businesses in Australia to just understand why is it that, you know, just to communicate, people use different platforms.
Dr. Aim Simpeng from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Henry Tai.